You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudriance for Black and White Sports. Well, we don't know exactly what happened here. We don't know if the New York Ranger players decided to take a stand, because oddly enough, not only did they not wear Pride Night LGBTQ jerseys tonight and use the Pride Night stick tape, not only were they not wearing them, but they came out wearing New York Ranger jerseys with like the Statue of Liberty on them. We don't know if a player behind the scenes decided to take a stand. Something was against religious beliefs, like Avan Provorov, where he refused to wear that LGBTQ jersey. But something happened and the players decided not to do this. They are taking significant backlash, I can tell you, online right now. And there hasn't been a lot said from the Rangers. They did issue a statement, but they just kind of like went on with life. And personally speaking, I think that's how it should be done. Just move on with life. You can bet, being New York, being an extremely liberal area, people that don't even give a rat's about hockey are going to act like they are just furious and heartbroken over this. We know how this works, because the majority of people that get all bent out of shape about this don't give a rat's ass about sports, and we know that. Here we go, OutKick. The New York Rangers hosted the Las Vegas Golden Knights at Madison Square Garden for its annual Pride Night on Friday. However, after promoting Pride Night themed warm-up jerseys, the team did not wear them. An email sent out on January 8, 2023, encouraged fans to purchase tickets to the game. It was branded Celebrating Pride and advertised the warm-up jerseys and tape, quote, in solidarity with those who continue to advocate for inclusivity. Now, keep in mind, the NHL commissioner is trying to run this league straight into the ground. Okay, they were one of the few leagues that had not went woke, and now they have jumped full steam into it. It's crazy. I mean, they have really given double middle fingers to their demographic, their actual fans. Show your support for the LGBTQ community. Madison Square Garden, January 27th, New York Rangers take on the Vegas Golden Knights on Pride Night, presented by Delta. The Rangers will be showing their support by donning Pride-themed warm-up jerseys and tape in solidarity with those who continue to advocate for inclusivity. Buy your tickets today. Despite what was said in the team-issued email, when New York took the ice in the pregame, the players were not wearing the Pride-themed jerseys. Instead, they wore their reverse retro Liberty jerseys. Look at that. Look at those badass jerseys. Yes. Oh, man. I got to admit, I love those jerseys. That's some badass jerseys right there. I'm putting that in a thumbnail somewhere. Other elements to Pride celebration took place as planned. Andrea Thomas, co-chair of the NYC Pride organization, led the ceremonial puck drop. Puck drop. Let's look. Puck you. Okay, I guess this is the guy that dropped the puck, right? Okay, there we go. There's the rainbow flag. Oh, and there's the rainbow colors. It looks like they still went in this from an organization standpoint, but the players didn't participate. Very interesting. Celebrating the LGBTQ community. There's lighted up outside at the garden in rainbows. Pride Night stage set. I mean, look at that. Rainbow colors everywhere. Yikes. But the Pride jerseys nor the rainbow stick tape ever saw the ice. What happened? That is the question that some are asking in the wake of the reneged Pride Night promise. New York Rangers Pride Night 2023 colorized Let's just take a look because the wokes are pissed. Yeah, nothing happened. My job done is here, but you didn't do anything. New York Rangers, too bad. Wow. Guys, it looks like the Rangers players may have taken a stand against this. Extremely disappointed in the New York Rangers and how they handled Pride Night. Also, how they chose to block fans for expressing their upset with the changeup from a couple of weeks ago. UO fans answers not only because they paid to be there and see something they didn't get to see. Hey, New York Rangers, I see you already changed your AVI back. What a surprise. You promoted Pride Night and didn't deliver. This isn't a lineup change. This is a fan event you advertised. Can someone get a real answer on this? Why didn't you wear Pride jerseys like you said you would? It's literally Pride Night. Why didn't you wear the Pride jerseys or even the tape for Pride Night? Just wondering why you didn't wear the Pride jerseys like you said you would. Hey, keep in mind, look at that. I mean, look at that. Look at that. Look at all of that. But in true fashion, when it comes to these social justice morons, it's never good enough for a very minute part of the population. Did they forget it was New York Rangers Pride Night? Where are the jerseys and the Pride tape? Rangers, if you mysteriously cut out all the Pride Night jerseys, tape, and other promotional material, you should update your scripts on MSG. They're not babbling about inclusivity while painfully obvious your organization does not stand for it. So was that Madison Square Garden that decided to do all this extra and not the Rangers? Is that what happened here? Shocked and disgusted and hurt that the Rangers chose not to wear Pride jerseys during their supposed Pride Night game, questioning whether I want to continue supporting the team I've loved almost 30 years. I'm not sure the New York Rangers are going to miss you. We may have just heard from literally the only LGBTQ fans the Rangers have that, and I wonder about some of that. Are they just joining in on the outrage? According to the New York Post, the players were not made aware of the decision beforehand. Upon arrival to the game, the Lady Liberty jerseys were already hanging in the lockers without explanation. The team has worn Pride warm-ups in the past. It wrapped its sticks in rainbow tape before. There it is right there. New York even used Pride Night jerseys in the auction last season. In response to the questions about warm-ups, the Rangers said the following. Our organization respects the LGBT community, and we are proud to bring attention to important local community organizations as part of another great Pride Night. In keeping with our organization's core values, we support everyone's individual right to respectfully express their beliefs. Is that a double meaning? I mean, you got to wonder, did they have a player that just said, we're not doing this? Well, if he decides he's not doing it, we're going to back his play and we're not doing it. Interesting. It is important to note the timing of the decision. New York did not wear the Pride warm-ups it had promised less than 2 weeks after the Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov sparked controversy by refusing to wear Philadelphia's Pride Night jerseys. The backlash was rather significant, and the NHL later issued a release that said players can make their own choices. It is unclear as to whether Provorov's controversy factored in the Rangers' decision to not wear its previously promised Pride jerseys, but it is hard to imagine that it did not. So the feeling may be, are they standing with Provorov, who decided to not wear that jersey? Is this some kind of a show of solidarity across the league to another player over on the Flyers? We don't know. We don't know why they didn't wear these jerseys, but nonetheless, the New York Rangers chose to not wear those super woke virtue signaling jerseys. Those rainbow jerseys did not see the rink. It sounds to me like a lot of the Pride stuff that they did, that they ended up doing, sounds a lot like a lot of it might have been more of a facility situation And the players themselves, for whatever reason, decided, we're going to wear these other ones. They were hanging here. Let's just go out in those. Oh, but we could put pride tape on. Nah, let's not do that either. Very interesting. Of course, some people are furious. We're talking about a very small part of the population anyway. You'll live, I promise. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.